This is the Amur natural gas installation in central Russia. One of many such plants, its product is piped to destinations in Asia and Europe, all of which generates an export revenue of more than $200 million a day for the provider Gazprom. The greatest single market is Germany, closely followed by other European countries. Cumulatively, 128 billion cubic meters of gas flows to the EU each year, representing around a third of its annual imports. But what would happen if the Ukraine crisis became a war and all of this was suddenly switched off?
There could be an interruption of gas supplies. However, the Russian government should weigh carefully whether they really want that. While it's possible to put Europe under pressure, Europe would eventually turn to liquid gas from other countries.
If liquid gas or LNG is a solution, there are a few obvious potential suppliers, most notably the US and the state of Qatar. While neither could fill the shortfall of so much gas immediately, one analyst told me Qatar might be able to provide a more medium and long-term solution.
The Qataris indeed did supply Europe with a lot more gas in the past, but given the fact that the Europeans were not very fond of the way that the contracts were structured, Qatar pivoted to Asia and now supplies for most of the gas to them rather than the Europeans. Should there be some, say, reconsideration on the European end when it comes to the contractual elements and their compatibility with European energy law, then this might actually change the situation, at least in the medium to long term.
From the geopolitical perspective, there are increasingly loud voices in Western Europe who don't want to be so dependent on Russia for their energy supply.
We have to build the foundations of our sovereignty, which means more independence from Russia. When I look at our imports in terms of oil and gas, we are not independent from Russia. This won't happen overnight.
EU leaders have been clear that a Russian act of aggression against Ukraine would have dire consequences for President Putin and his country. It would mean an end to his hopes of switching on the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline, depriving him of tens of billions of dollars in revenue and depriving the EU of hundreds of billions of cubic meters of Russian gas. The view in Berlin is that such a price is worth paying if it can deter Moscow from invasion. Ministers here don't want to arm the Ukrainians. They believe their most potent weapon against Putin is sanctions, no matter the cost. Dominic Kane, Al Jazeera, in the German capital.